Hey, y'all. Support for today's episode of The Read comes from Form Beauty. You're more than just a hair type. You are unique, and so is your lifestyle. And now your hair regimen can be, too. The Form collection minimizes guesswork and makes hair care simpler by offering personal regimens specifically designed for your individual hair needs. You can get 10% off your entire order when you visit formbeauty.com/the read. That's formbeauty.com/the read. Get personal with Form, and let's keep going. Today's episode is also brought to you by Curly Clips. If you're looking to add length and volume to your curls and coils, look no further than Curly Clips. They are clip-in extensions for natural hair, so easy to use. I love them. They make it really easy to switch up your style whenever you want to. With more than 1,000 reviews, they're one of the most trusted hair care extension brands, and they just donated $1,000 to the Flint Child Health and Development Fund. Very good to hear. Go ahead and visit curlyclips.com and use offer code READ to save $15 on your next purchase. That's KURLYKLIPS.com, offer code READ. Let them know I sent you, and let's start the show.
Bind you, Nancy, from doing harm. Harm against yourself and harm against others. Or is it harm against others and harm against yourself? Whatever. I bind you, Nancy, from doing harm. Harm against... That's it.
Nancy?
Yes.
Drew?
Repeat it over.
I bind you, Nancy.
I bind you, Nancy. Doing harm.
From doing harm.
Harm against others and harm against yourself.
Harry Potter? It's a Harry Potter thing? I've never seen that, so. Okay. You promised. You said it would be so easy.
That is easy. Like, of all, like.
I bind you.
I can't even think of another quote that would have been more simple.
I've never seen The Craft. So.
Boo.
Not at all easy.
Wow.
No, what is that? White people being witches?
Rachel True was one of them.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
And she still looks like that.
Oh, that's where that meme comes from? That girl's face looking like that?
I'm flying. Yeah. I'm flying.
I've seen that picture a million times.
I'm
okay.
Flying.
Well, all right. I'm not going to watch that. That don't look
The
like
Craft is an absolute classic.
Mm-mm.
It's not scary.
It's white people being witches. I'm not looking at that.
Well, three white people being witches.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not looking at that.
One of them is Neve Campbell. One of them is Rachel True.
Okay.
Rachel True might actually be a witch because she literally still looks like that.
Okay, well.
Either way, it's absolute. I think it's on Netflix.
Nice.
And I might watch it when I get home. That's a great movie.
Okay.
I can't, whatever.
No, I wasn't going to look at that.
All right, guys. Hey, welcome back to The Read. I am Beyonce's cleavage.
And I am Arya Stark. Hey, you're so mad, but I get it.
I'm not mad. I just, you know.
I mean, I understand it all now.
Do you?
I'm all caught up and I get it. So.
Do you?
I do. It's a cute show or whatever. Violent, but you know.
It's a cute show.
Interesting story.
Or whatever.
They got me, you know. Especially with this last episode, them dragons. Just watching them burn down whole, like, fields of niggas.
So who's your favorite character?
Arya. Arya's, well, because she has had to be smarter than everybody around her in order to survive. And then she went to the Bad Bitch Academy,
mm-hmm.
where she learned how to be no one.
Right.
Dealt with a lot of shit then, too. And I just really believe she's going to be the one to end the Lannister shit. I don't know. I feel like she's going to be the one to kill Cersei or Jaime or both. So she's my favorite.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you said no, there would be a little attitude or
so
whatever.
So you know who was killed first of the Starks then? On camera anyway.
Yes, I do. Ned.
Okay.
That was very sad and fucked up. And Ned's problem is he was too good of a guy. He had too many morals. He wanted to figure out what happened to the last nigga who had his job. And that ended up getting him killed too. And then his kids had to go through a lot of shit. Sansa, she got on my nerves at first, but she really grew up, you know, living at King's Landing.
She caught a lot of shit for that. I'm remember, maybe two seasons ago, that scene where she was raped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I immediately like covered my eyes and put the mute on the TV and was just peeking. Yeah, I watched very little of this show, just straight on. I kept my fingers up over my eyes for almost all of it because it was a lot. But yeah, I was so glad when Ramsay died.
I mean, who wasn't?
Oh, now that nigga was a true disease. He might be the only one worse than Cersei. He might be. And I still don't know if he's worse than Cersei because some of the shit she done did.
No, far worse. Absolutely worse.
She got that nun locked up down there with that crazy monster bodyguard she has. Remember the nun who did Shame? Yeah, she got her down there being tortured.
Shame was lit, though. Like, that was one of the few times where... Because, see, what happened... She could have been... I don't think she could have been redeemed. But, like, you almost kind of wanted to feel sorry for her when that hair got chopped and they dragged her white ass through that... through the town and stuff, and people was throwing Chef Boyardee and shit at her, and lettuce,
all kind of shit,
and spitting on her ass and everything.
Feet got all bloody, like, and nasty.
God damn.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was gross, and I almost felt sorry for her. But Cersei is the worst bitch in the world.
Like,
she really is.
Just awful.
She didn't deserve that. Well, she deserves Joffrey. She didn't deserve Marcella and Tommen at all. And the fact that she sat there and blew up everybody in that building, and then her baby just very calmly committed suicide.
Like, well, because he didn't want to be nobody's goddamn king anyway. Tommy was just like, bitch, all I wanted was breakfast.
I mean, he's so clearly a child, like a young boy.
I just wanted some grog. Like, I just wanted that, you know.
Stacey did not deserve them babies. She
I wanted
didn't.
To get my chariot license and just be a kid. But now I got to be motherfucking king because they out here murdering this bitch and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
And he's doing his best, but when your mama is evil, he just couldn't take it. He couldn't. And so now that bitch is queen. And
well,
dead set on murdering everybody.
He fell in love with a scammer. And, you know.
Wait, who? Marjorie's a scammer?
The bitch that got blown up, yeah.
Marjorie, how though?
The red hair that got blown up? Olenna's grandbaby?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a scammer.
How?
Because she came through the whole time they was playing him. Like, the whole time they were playing the Lannisters. The entire time.
I must have missed. I don't understand how they were playing the Lannisters.
They were trying to, like, infiltrate.
Oh.
You didn't know, like, the whole time she was, like, playing it up and, like, acting like she was, like, all in love with her king.
Well, yeah, no,
like
I
that.
Knew she was being extra.
And Olenna's the one who killed Joffrey. Like, they
well,
was going
yes,
up
nah,
through
I
that bitch,
that.
Like, we don't give a fuck about these hoes. Like, we're here to take King's Landing. This belongs to us.
Oh, okay. I thought they was really all about that mutual benefit bullshit that
Tyrells
everybody kept talking.
The Lannisters. I mean, everyone does.
Right,
do.
Everybody hates. And see, that's the thing. I feel like if they all get together, bitch, if you get Arya and Jon's old terrible ass. I love Jon Snow, but goddamn, he's too much like his almost kind of daddy.
Almost kind of daddy.
The nigga you think is his daddy the whole time, but he's not really, but you thought he was. He's too much like this man because you are trying to be noble instead of win. And that's how you ended up. Nigga, you got murdered by your own brothers. And then that crazy red bitch had to use that fire blood magic or whatever to bring
you
back.
Oh, the ghost pussy bitch?
Oh, that was so crazy. The same, she burned that baby girl. She told that man that he needed to burn his child alive.
Oh, the girl with
Stannis' daughter.
Eczema, yeah.
Well, with the grayscale. Ugh, when Jorah caught the grayscale, that shit was so nasty. And he went to the Citadel and... Samwell had to pick it off. He was doing the experiment, all that.
I watched the show.
Oh, yeah. No, you do. Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
It's
sorry.
Gross.
No,
yeah, it was gross, though.
I literally didn't do anything all week but watch Game of Thrones.
I noticed.
I didn't do shit else. I didn't do anything else. It's actually a really interesting show if you can get past how gross it is most of the time.
I feel like I told you that.
But yeah, welcome to the read.
We're here.
Is
all
there
right.
Black excellence this week? Ah,
there's black excellence.
Missandei and Grey Worm are black excellence.
We're going to just go ahead and ignore the mispronunciations.
Well, I did not.
Especially since.
I did not mispronounce that.
Neither one of those people are black.
Missandei and Grey Worm are not black.
Oh, I thought that you were talking about two completely other people.
See, look at you.
I'm thinking Grey Joy, and I'm thinking Mila.
No, no. See, look at you. Melisandre.
No, you go fuck
no,
yourself.
No, I was not talking
you
about Melisandre, the Red Queen. And no, I was not talking about them ugly-ass, plain-ass Grey Joys. Every last one of y'all ugly.
No, you don't do the lesbian sister.
Well, no, I love Yara Dyken ass. Okay. She and Ilaria were about to get it in before Euron showed up. His
Didn't she
ass.
Turn around?
That fast. But she said, Ilaria was like, you know, we get down
in
Darth. we gets it in. So,
yes, I do love my baby Grey Worm.
Oberyn was that same way. He was like openly bi. Like, you know, I likes a little dick. I likes a little puss. They was, yeah, Darth. What is it? Where is it? What is it called where they're from?
Oh, God, don't do this to me.
Dorne.
Yes.
Dorne seems the most lit out of
Marjorie Tyrell is Black China.
Black China? Cut off, disconnect whatever website. Don't never go back to whoever wrote that. Block that person.
So Black Excellence this week, I have a couple. First of all, it's a great week for funny Black girls. First up, Lena Waithe is the first Black woman to receive an Emmy nomination for comedic writing,
which is insane.
Which
but
is.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
Congratulations.
Even she said she didn't know.
like what the fuck?
I did not know I was the first Black woman. Hopefully not the last. We've got to work on that. Yes, you do.
Yes.
So shout out to her. She's been fucking it up for quite some time. If you haven't watched Master of None, you should. But.
Oh, yeah. That's up next on my binge list.
The Thanksgiving episode is my favorite episode of the series. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so happy to see that it was nominated for an Emmy. And especially because not only is she the first Black woman to get this nomination, but then also it's a coming out story. It's a very real, raw coming out story. And you just have to watch it.
I came out to my mama over Thanksgiving break. So this is making me feel
you're gonna be
I want to watch this?
I mean, I don't know that you're going to be like...
In my feelings? No, don't say that.
I don't think so. Maybe a little bit, probably a little bit, because I wasn't like in my feelings. It's just relatable.
Okay.
But it's really well done, and I just thought that it was just
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch
fire.
That one first.
So, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. Also, but Insecure renewed for season 3 because HBO ain't no fools. So, shout out to Issa, everybody over there at Insecure making magic. I absolutely love the show.
Yes.
How relatable.
Stirring up niggas' emotions.
How just hilarious every week. So well done. It's just such a, just watching it. I just
a
feel
great
good
show.
Every time I watch it. So shout out to both of y'all. You inspire me more than you know. I'm really happy for both of you and much success in the future. Also, this story is a few weeks old, but a group of 8th grade girls from Detroit, Michigan won the KCF All Girls National Championships for Chess in Chicago. These students go to the University Prep Science and Math High in Detroit.
Wow.
They're led by 13-year-old Jada Hamilton. And out of 450 players from 27 states that participated in this tournament for all under 18, these girls came, showed up, showed out. Their head coach referred to them as the underdogs of the team, which I can completely see. But don't you ever count us out.
That's it. 13 years old, too? Like...
Yeah, the
captain or whatever?
Yeah.
Wow. So, congratulations, little sisters.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Keep, you know, keep your feet on these necks, basically,
that's right.
In every avenue.
Keep excelling. Keep pissing these white people off.
So, shout out to all of you wonderful Black women doing wonderful Black things. Now... on to Hot Tops. We're going to find like a great soundbite or something for that. Okay, so loads of trash. trash.
Beyonce looking good on Instagram and on her website. Those things are positive. That's all I got.
I mean, I just opened up as her titties. So
they are just, she is really enjoying these titties.
She loves them.
You can't tell me she's not just caressing them every day like, wow.
I feel like when she found out she was pregnant again, like at some point during that pregnancy, she was like, oh, my titties are going to be so lit when this is over. I knew, like, she laughed about that shit at some point during that pregnancy. Like, oh, I can't wait for them titties.
Yeah, she loves being thicker. Yeah. She is enjoying it.
And so do we.
Short shorts, tight everything, out her on roller skates. Like, who's mad? Who's mad at the new body? Nobody? Okay. Titties.
Still not giving you my Snapchat.
She's also just going to keep rubbing them filters in our face.
Have to mention Rihanna.
Oh, yes. At Crop Over.
I just go every chance you get. Like, I just, every year, every time, I don't care. Like, Rihanna was made to be covered in feathers and sparkles
she
and all
was.
Kinds of things.
She's
just, ooh, what a goddess. All right, so
it's kind of strange. Like, it's not strange, but it's just difficult for me to believe that Rihanna is that fucking fine. Like, if I put on an aqua really, blue wig.
Like, almost any other person would be like,
it would be like, you cheap, stupid, tacky
what
bitch.
What is this?
But Rihanna can pull off anything and looks phenomenal. That costume was so gorgeous. She always looks good, so.
I love it.
More black women being everything. And now. Now, do we have to talk about Chanel West Coast again?
We are not talking about Chanel Western Union.
Oh, well, you can't be that bad.
So, well, okay. Someone is rapping. Apparently, Big Angie, Black China, has been in the recording studio. Rumor has it that she's working on rap music.
Why?
She looks to Nicki Minaj as a source of inspiration.
Of course you do.
And we can all expect for her to be dropping some heat soon. She was on Snapchat.
Oh no.
Or one of these other picture places. And she posted some stuff of her in the studio. So I'm hoping that she's actually doing like voiceover work. Or
voiceover work.
Anything.
Who the fuck,
else?
Is hiring Black China to read something? Be serious.
That's Adult Swim? Like, I could.
No. I bet she is in the studio. I just hope it's not trash like my heart says it is. Because that's what I really feel in my soul, that this is going to be garbage.
I just don't want to hear it.
But you're going to. You know you are. It's going to be.
What if it's good?
What if it is good? Then I will give that to her. You know, I'm not going to set out to hate on it.
Me neither.
It's just nothing about. I feel like if Angela could rap, we would have known that by now.
I feel
it wouldn't have taken us this long to get here.
The same way.
I just think you about to be spilling Kardashian mess that people will care about for all of 30 minutes and then they'll move on. And it won't be anything anybody replays.
If Angela releases a Kardashian diss track.
What else does she have to talk about that anybody would give a fuck about?
I mean, no rappers don't really have things to talk about. Like, nobody, I mean. She's talking about the same shit they all do. This is what I look like. This is how much my hair costs. My pussy is this. And cars.
Yeah.
And diamonds.
Your man wants me. I don't give a fuck. Fuck these niggas. I'm a boss. Okay. Well, like I said, if it's not garbage, I'll give her that. But I just feel like it is, so.
It's hard out here when you're, you know, competing with the rap goddess that is Belle Calise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Cardi B got all these girls.
Everyone's
attention.
Mad.
Yeah, everybody is
they
mad.
They cannot take Bodak.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. Y'all had all summer. It's August. Y'all had all summer.
She dropped 2 mixtapes in 6 months.
Where are the rest of y'all at?
Which bitch is working as hard as her? I mean.
Well, but then also, Cardi B can actually rap. And a lot of these girls are fucking up right there.
You know,
I'm not saying she's lyrically some amazing rapper.
She's not a bad rapper.
Right. She's right. Whereas most of these girls, the reality TV version of artists,
right,
are just bad. So having some talent and being cute and making shit that niggas actually like and is catchy, that was all she needed.
Jocelyn released a Mona Scott Young diss. I don't even know if it's out. I just heard like a snippet of it. And the thing is, it wasn't awful.
Did she get fired? I mean, what is...
I think she quit.
Oh, so she meant that when she walked out at the end of that reunion or whatever and was being all dramatic.
I'm guessing, but I also believe that she's going to regret it because...
Why? Because what other job do you have?
What else are you going to do to make money? I mean, as much money as you were probably making on that show. I can't see it.
She's going to be on Instagram talking about this amazing tooth whitener does a great job and lighten mine 3 shades in 2 weeks or whatever. She's going to be one of them people.
Let me remind y'all of something. Bookings only last for so long. You're not going to get them forever. You just won't. You right. have to have something that you keep going back to. Yes. That's why all these girls can talk about they booked and they busy all they want to and they lit or whatever. When they don't have any talent or anything else going on, they always jump right back on a reality show because that will get them some more bookings. Right. So you're not doing a reality show anymore when you can't really do anything. It's just like when NeNe would leave Real Housewives of Atlanta. The only thing is NeNe actually did get other stuff.
She did have other jobs, and right.
A lot of those shows ended up getting canceled.
Right.
And then she would hop right back on Real Housewives.
Right, because when the flash is over, you got to go back to what makes you the money in the first place. And so I don't know what else Jocelyn thinks, like on a bill type of basis. What are you supposed to do without Love & Hip Hop? I don't know, because when you don't have the talent to back it up, your looks can only take you so far. Being fine and having a cute body or whatever else, everybody grows older, everybody ages out of being sexy. You have to have something else, and Jocelyn does not. So
Stevie said best of luck. Jealous of Cardi and won't let him see the
no shit. Wait now, jealous of Cardi, I feel like we all would have known that. But what did that have to do with seeing Bonnie Bella?
What did that really have to do? I have no idea what that has to do with
it. Does she feel like it's Stevie's fault that she's not popping like Cardi?
Maybe because it's like...
But you got out the strip club way before Cardi did. What you mean? You had a head start.
I don't know.
See, you...
Mm-mm. Maybe she feels like he was responsible for her music and... He dropped the ball and that could have been her. Or
maybe she signed a terrible contract and so she's mad at him for that.
I just feel like she should know that nobody was ever going to make her a Bodak Yellow. Like, it's not going to happen because you are incapable.
Right. There you go. And Bodak Yellow is no lyrical masterpiece, but still, you are incapable.
But if the, you know, Latin music community will accept her, which... I have a hard time seeing. But if they will,
like, we got
that's a
stars.
Whole other lane.
They're not desperate for...
They're like, look, not only can you keep that bitch, but tell Justin that we don't want his ass either. All of y'all get up out of here.
Tell him to let Despacito be his first and last because we don't need more. Did you hear about Rihanna telling Diplo he
yes. Yes, I did. I left a comment underneath that photograph. It was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. And the fact that she posted it...
The fact that he told the story and then she posted it on her Instagram, like...
Rihanna said that she told Diplo to his Caucasian face that his music sounds like reggae music that's played in an airport, which killed me. And then the fact that she posted that on Instagram with the hashtag duty free, my bad, Diplo. What a horrible, awesome bitch.
I love her
I just
so
love
much.
Her. I just
and I feel like he wasn't even offended. Like he's not mad. Like she's still Rihanna,
right?
So I mean, and it's not like he has suffered in some way.
No, not at all.
Doing just fine.
The nigga's touring constantly. He probably tours more than he sleeps.
The airport version of reggae music is so because
I simply agree.
We've all heard white people water down something so black. So ethnic in a different way that is not American.
Major Lazer used to do way more. They used to feature way more actual prominent dancehall and reggae artists. When like it was original, when it was Diplo and Switch, I believe was the other guy's name. And they like just started. They were working with like actual reggae artists. And now it's like this song featuring Tyga and another song featuring some white girl from Germany or some shit.
Right.
Now it's not what it used to be. I still like a couple of the songs, but I could see what she's saying. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
Ooh, yeah, that made my whole day.
Last week we mentioned Sheree Whitfield dating a convict.
In that starched ass polo.
What a wifey.
What a fucking
V-neck that she got from the flea.
What What a fucking thought.
Well, Sheree is here to let you know that she and Tyrone Gilliams or Gilliams.
Gillums.
Gillums.
I don't know.
Her and Tyrone.
I know he has the blackest name.
My word. I won't hold it against you, bro. I saw the Devante episode of Blackish. It touched me. Do you know I cried during that episode?
Did you?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Because I knew, like, I remember when he said in that episode that he wanted to name the baby Devante, and they went to commercial. As soon as they cut to commercial, I was like, they're gonna name this baby Devante because it would be so irresponsible not to. Like, it would be so irresponsible to change it. And they just completely went there, and I just, like, I wept. I was like, this is gonna touch so many people. Oh, oh my God, I love this show so much. I'm a baby.
Yeah, anyways. I can't wait for it to come back.
Sheree and Tyrone are just close friends, she wants you to know. They are simply supporting each other, and the photographs... supporting each other? How are you supporting you?
How, like, right. How does a nigga in prison support you?
The pictures are old.
Okay.
They're not recent. They were taken August 2016.
That is 1 year ago.
One simple year.
If it had been like 2004, okay. But last year?
She's not denying that they are friends, but marriage is a stretch.
Okay. Well,
that is what her reps tell the young, black, and fabulous.
Okay.
I didn't know that her being married to him was part of the rumor. I thought it was just that they were dating.
Yeah, I don't think I ever heard married either. I think it was just more like, these photos are ridiculous. This picture of the two of you is hilarious. And then the explanation here doesn't make any sense because how, the question of support, I could definitely see how you might be supporting him with, you know, money. And I don't know if he gets, you know, the kind of trips where you could have sex.
Conjugal visits?
Yeah, conjugal visits and all that, but... What type of support is a nigga who cannot go outside whenever he wants to providing to you? How? What's going on in your life that's
he probably wrote her a real long letter. Like, you know what? Fuck that Kim bitch. They let me watch Hulu on Thursdays. And she tried the fuck out of you. I don't know. He probably just writes her really inspired, like, haikus.
Mm-mm. No, this nigga, no. He's not writing no damn haikus. No, better than that. All right, Sheree. Whatever you need for a storyline. That's fine.
Well, drama is brewing between Amber Rose and her baby daddy's mama, Wiz Khalifa's mother, whose name is Katie Wimbush, but her nickname, I guess, is Peachy.
Peachy. Okay.
So she goes by Peachy, which
I mean,
just love. Like,
I have an A Peaches, so... I can't be...
Right.
I can't be bad.
See, now, Peaches would have been nothing to me because I know so many of those.
Yeah.
But Peachy, I just love. I love it. It's delicious. It's spelled with an I-E instead of a Y.
Oh, it's on I-E. Peach. She sounds cute. She sounds whimsical.
I love it. So they hate each other.
Oh.
Like they are done.
Okay, never mind.
So Amber allegedly called... a phone that I guess once belonged to Miss Peachy.
Okay.
To cuss her ass out, I suppose.
Oh, Lord.
Now, according to this story, a child picked up the phone, a 5-year-old child, and Amber immediately started going off on a profanity-filled tirade. The 5-year-old then... basically said, I don't know what the hell going on. And gave the phone to her aunt, who was not Peachy, but a woman who once was employed by Peachy.
Okay.
The former employee then told Amber that she no longer works for the mom, and she was in Louisiana, I guess, minding her own black ass business. Amber then allegedly... decided to continue going smooth the fuck off. Now, apparently, she was pissed because, according to the story, Wiz's mom called Child Protective Services on her.
Oh, Lord.
For reasons unknown.
Okay. Well, that's not something you play around about.
Yeah, no.
So.
I mean, but I don't know what to believe.
Right, but I also don't know why she called Child Protective Services. Like, what was going on?
No clue. It could be anything. I do know that there is apparently a history with these two. Like, his mama being like her. So, yeah. I guess, I mean, I don't know.
So, okay.
But Amber allegedly accused Peachy of being a neglectful mother, being horrible or damaging to their son, Sebastian. Apparently, she does not want the mom around Sebastian anymore. And even according to this, went as far as to blame Peachy for the death of her own child. Now, a few months ago, I think back in February, Wiz, sister died.
Oh, sister.
Yeah. From lymphoma.
Right. I was going to say, sick, right? Like, some kind of cancer.
Yeah, like, she was sick.
Right.
So, I don't know how.
How could you be responsible for your own child's death?
I don't know.
What is she talking about? Okay.
But this is all according to Miss Peachy, because she, I think, is suing Amber for defamation or something like that. And in return, Amber is seeking a restraining order against her. So this feels like a three sides sort of story.
It does. Maybe even four.
Might. Four or five. But what we can say is they do not like one another.
I mean,
and it's deep.
I was going to say, how did it get this far? Sebastian is like, what, two now or something?
Sebastian's
got
to be like five.
No way.
Sebastian, been three for a while.
Oh, no. Maybe I just don't want him to grow up. God, he has the cutest little face.
He's so adorable and like smart.
Who
He's
was
really
that
cute.
She took him to go see? Some white band he loves so much. A bunch of old white men.
Their son was born 2013.
Okay, so four.
Yeah.
Well, I hate that for Sebastian, especially if he's close to his grandmother. Then it's going to be like, I don't know. Just
there's no way that that boy ain't going to see his grandma again. Like, y'all going to have to get over it.
I need to, before I take sides in this, I need to know why Child Protective Services was called. Like, from this story, I can't call which of them is right. Because like you said, it's all from Peachy's. This is Peachy's side of everything. I don't know what Amber has to
say
about none of it.
All day. I just love it.
It's adorable. But I know it's plenty of stories of women dealing with like crazy ass mother-in-laws, especially when it comes to new kids and all that. So who knows?
I really don't know what to believe. I could see Child Protective Services getting called on her. I could see Amber Rose calling someone's phone and going smooth the fuck off.
You would be really dumb, though, to just start going off without making sure you were talking to the right person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, all of this could be bullshit. Some of it could be true. None of it could be true. All of it could be true. I have no idea. But what I can say for a fact is that they hate each other.
Yes,
they
no,
hate each other.
I feel like it's pretty clear.
So that's that.
Yikes.
Hopefully they can work that
too
shit out.
Too bad, yeah.
Because
maybe Sebastian can be like the mediator. I've gathered you both here today to talk about your feelings.
Like, what's his name on
God,
Soul
he's
Food?
So cute. Oh, Lord. What was that baby's name? It wasn't Brandon. That's just every black boy's name.
Who even remembers that? I hated him.
Miles or something?
I think it was Miles.
No, Miles was Moesha. That is what I'm thinking of. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
All right.
Speaking of parenting. Oh, God. You know what? I'll do that one after. No, I just really don't want to. This one's, I really, All right, so Boosie.
Oh, that's my read this week.
Thank you. Okay, great. So I'll skip that. And we can move right on to to Brandi Norwood. So she's had some feelings.
Oh, my God.
Brandi's had some feelings.
For a while
as
now.
Usual.
Yeah.
So today, the day we're recording this anyway, is Whitney Houston's birthday. So of course, Brandi's got a full collage and plenty of words. So this is what she posted initially. She posted the picture and she says, "Lord have mercy on my soul!" 3 exclamation marks. Happy born day, Whitney. You live on in me. I can feel your spirit inside of me and all around me. My angel, my friend, my fairy godmother. I love you forever. Thank you for trusting me with the torch. I remember every moment with you. And I will cherish these miraculous moments forever and ever. I love you. And then she put the day she was born and then the day she was at. She died.
Okay.
Hashtag Whitney Houston. Which I saw it, I read it, I went right on scrolling. Yeah. So I'm like, today is her birthday.
Right.
You know? Like,
it makes sense.
Cool. It's usually just like a Tuesday.
Everybody's doing it today. So, you
right.
know, yeah.
Who, of course, Brandy is going to give
course,
you a
motion. Of course. Of course.
Duh. I think the torch thing was what.
A bit much.
A lot of people had comments about. I paid it. I was just like, Brandy. Sure.
Y'all know how she feels about Whitney. So I read it and I was like, I mean, maybe giving ourselves, you know, a bit much, but you know, I know how you feel about her and it is her birthday. So I'm going to just let all that slide.
Until she followed up with this comment. Okay. She says, Monica needs to really check her evil ass fans. Now, hold on. Let me just say that I saw this because y'all catapulted this goddamn shit into my mentions. Like, 1,000 of you. And the first word I read was Monica, and then I just went right back to my business.
Oh, on Instagram?
Yeah. It says, Monica needs to really check her evil-ass fans. So much stuff I can post about the hateful things they say to me, but I will never have time for that. Except for now,
but
I guess.
Right now.
Because you're doing it.
You're doing it right now.
This is
sis.
What you're doing at the moment. Always thinking something is about her. It's not. It's never until it was, and I was very clear when it was, but I did it with my jaw, meaning with my vocals. I guess that's her admitting that she shaded her on stage that one time.
I guess. Yeah, I guess. I don't even.
I'm really confused. Shit is old. Me and Whitney and I, have nothing to do with anyone but the two of us.
What? What does that
mean? And why
do
you keep putting a space after your ellipses? We made history and I cared more about being with her than I did about anything else. I'm heartbroken that she isn't here and the things I say about her are my true feelings and based on the things she said to me. Hashtag torch. Is a purpose,
God.
And it is an understanding. To help me get through the fact that she passed, period, the way she did, and passed on my birthday. So why would you say passed, period, the way she did, and passed on my birthday?
It's like she, what she wanted to say
is. Period means you're done.
It does, see? Like, I know what she's trying to say, but then it's like, oh, but the words, though. Like, and you typed it out, sis.
They have meaning.
You typed it out, but it's fine.
I'm
I mean,
crushed.
This is not, but. Oh, Brandy.
I'm crushed for life because of it. It's petty for everything that I say about Whitney for someone. There is an additional page. I didn't see that. It's petty for everything that I say about Whitney for someone to have the audacity to think it's about someone else other than her. Come get your hating ass pigeons and put them in their place the way I did for you when the stars was out of place. They're low-key
the
Brandy
stars.
Fans out anyway. I think that's what she calls her fans.
The stars?
I think so.
Why?
With a Z.
Okay. I'm okay. There
At first I thought she was talking
reason.
About the network, but that didn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, I don't. Oh, it's fine, Brandy. Okay.
They're low-key Brandy fans anyway. Always lurking and always creating new pages to talking to me. I'm not to be fucked with today. If this was rap or hip-hop, you would be praised for speaking your mind. But since it's R&B, you have to take the so-called high road. Well, because I can rap. That's not even. Well, because I can rap, just look. Wait.
You can't rap. You cannot rap.
Well, because I can rap, just look at this as my high road. Too real to be fake. And because this is my idol's birthday, I'm allowed to defend my position in her life. And hers and mine, that's what I have to hold on to.
Okay.
What a bastard. Like,
So who's going to be the loving person who steps in and takes Brandy's Instagram account away from her?
Clearly not Sonia, not Ray, not Princess.
Oh my God. Who is not close whatever the to daddy Brandy? Name. Who can reach her? Like
Whitney, I guess.
She honestly sounds obsessed with Whitney Houston.
Like if Whitney,
the way she talks about her.
If Whitney's spirit is truly inside you the way that you say it is, I feel like at some point her spirit would have been like, girl, shut up. You know, I feel like at some point, Whitney's spirit would have been like, okay, my girl, I love you, and you know that I do. Oh, but girl, you need to stop now. Like, by now, Whitney would have been like, okay, girl, chill. You love me and I love you down. No, like
everyone gets it. We're best friends. We are absolutely vulva sisters, girl. Everyone knows. Like, can you relax?
Breathe, sis.
And then to make it all about Monica, like, come get your fans.
Monica ain't got to do a motherfucking thing.
Monica can post a very nice, reasonable, like she did on Instagram, post about Whitney Houston, and you can do the same thing. And if people are messy in comments or whatever the fuck else, all you have to do is go on about your business.
But why don't you just go fight her? Like, why don't you just fly to Atlanta and fight her?
Because you know you're not going to fight her.
Exactly.
Because you know you're not going to fight her. Oh my God, Brandy.
Whenever Monica punched her, that shit hurt. Like, when Monica hit her, that hurt. But like, it physically hurt a
lot.
Something
is really going on with Brandy, because that is just this whole thing and come get your pigeons, and they all just low-key Brandy fans anyway. Like, yeah, bitch, most people who were Brandy fans were also Monica fans and vice versa. Like, y'all group, y'all came at the like, same time,
hello.
In the same genre. Y'all did a song together when both of you were, you know, really just popping and
hello.
Super everywhere. So
a lot of people that like Monica like Brandy,
yes,
too.
Yes, girl, the Monica fan circle and the Brandy fans, They're damn near intersected, girls. So, like, of course.
So weird.
If you would chill the fuck out, nobody would be going on and on like this.
Like, that's the thing. First of all, it's not all of Monica's fans. And I'm sure plenty of these people, you're just calling Monica fans. And they probably don't give a fuck about either one of y'all. They probably are simply just there to make fun of you because you're Whitney Houston. Addiction,
yeah,
it's
a lot.
It's troubling.
It
like,
is.
It's a lot. And I understand, I completely understand that she had a real, real deep relationship with this woman. And I understand that she's still affected by the loss of her and stuff like that. But the only reason that people give you such a hard time about it is because you do weird shit like this.
Yeah, you do the absolute most. And we get it. You know, y'all did Cinderella together and Whitney Houston was a major, major pop star and just such a huge force and a massive influence. We get it, Brandy. We get it. And you were one of the few to be like taken under her wing and be like a special person to her. Okay. Can you not just enjoy that privilege? Like, we all know about it. Everybody who's jealous of you for that is jealous. The rest of us are tired of hearing about it nonstop. Like, I don't understand why Brandy can't relax. It makes me feel like something is really, like, wrong with her.
She definitely sick of shut in, but at the same
time,
like,
she needs professional assistance.
Calm down. You don't have anything to prove to anybody when it comes to this Whitney Houston thing. Everybody knows that the two of you had a relationship.
Right.
Everybody knows that she cherished you. Monica knows that. Monica don't care.
Right.
Monica has never said anything to, and I like, I'm sure she won't even say nothing about this.
Right.
Monica has 3 full children. Like, what?
Every time this happens, Monica does the adult thing and goes and I message to her group of friends that she talks shit
right.
about people with and goes, this crazy bitch is at it again,
like,
girl.
What is wrong with this hoe?
And they laugh about it and she goes on about her day with them kids. What? Ugh, Brandy. That's what I'm saying. Like, even if you felt this psychotic way about Whitney Houston, you could at least not put it on Instagram every other fucking day. You could at least not do that.
Like, I gave her a break today because I'm like, it's Whitney's birthday. Like, of course you're going to say something passionate and whatever deep about it.
And really, she held it in compared to what I thought she was going to do.
I agree.
She showed some restraint.
I totally agree. I thought that this was just a regular, very sweet message about somebody who missed someone they love.
Yes.
Right. Boom.
Yes.
But this crazy tirade to Monica is just odd, Brandy. Stop it.
Seriously.
Monica alone.
Leave us alone. If you can get in touch with Brandy, just tap her on the shoulder and ask her to reconsider her Instagram. Just don't do it. It's not, what's the purpose of all this? Who the fuck doesn't know about you and Whitney Houston by now? Who doesn't know, Brandy? I can't. I'm done with her.
I just don't even know what the fuck else to say, Brandy. Just, oh God.
Yeah, because there's no explaining it. Like, how are we supposed to rationalize this? Like, I just...
Like, you want to beef with Monica. You want to. You like it. You like
it. But you don't really want no beef with nobody. You don't really want none. You just... I feel like she is one of those people who is best not using social media. Like, being constantly hit with like insults and people talking about you and criticizing your music and your career and your life and all that. Everybody's not able to handle it. And I just feel like Brandy can't handle it. And so taking a step back from social is probably best for her, because this is fucking crazy.
You need an alternative. You need to find some other way to get out these frustrations. Kickboxing, go, you know, do Runyon Canyon or some shit. I don't know what to tell you, girl.
I mean, the idea that Whitney Houston died on your birthday, like, on purpose, like it's some sort of significant moment of, like, passing the torch to you because she died on your birthday. No, girl, it's just an awful coincidence. That's not, I don't, maybe that's a coping mechanism to be like, oh, she died on my birthday and it's significant for that reason.
She definitely, you know, is finding odd ways to cope with it and telling herself a lot of spiritual stuff. And, you know, honestly, I give people a break when it comes to that sort of thing, because I, you know, like, I don't know. Like, when my grandmother died, I've had at least like 3 dreams so far that she's been in, and very much like chilling, talking to me, very much like, I know that you are grieving and you'll be fine. So, I mean, I don't know, Brandy. I never met Whitney Houston. I just, like, girl, the thing is, I understand you being frustrated, and people making fun of you for something like this makes complete, you know, it makes sense for you to be frustrated about that, but you got to get a group text too, or find somebody else that you can do all of this stuff with, because even with Monica paying you absolute debris, like, Monica is like, I wish this bitch would leave me alone. Even with that,
yeah,
past all of that shit, people are going to continue to make jokes and memes and do all of that shit
right
in relation to you and Whitney, because you do stuff like this. So you can't blame Monica or any fans for this when you always do this weird shit. Like, you should have just left this alone. You're not helping yourself or doing yourself any favors.
That's what I'm saying, though. Some people just need to not be on social media. It is not for everybody.
And you're too talented to be, you know, this the weird
insecure
Whitney Houston girl. Like,
right. You are Brandy. You don't have to exist in Whitney's shadow at all. You are totally your own person with your own talent and career. And if you had a connection to her, that's fantastic. I'm really happy for you. But, like, you don't have to constantly live in this, in the follow-up of Whitney Houston. Like, you will never be Whitney. So the constant comparison and the look how much we were in love with each other, it's pointless, girl.
It's okay.
So, but yeah, God bless.
All right, so last but not least, let's talk about Usher.
This is still a story.
Because people won't leave us alone to fuck about it. Where did we leave off? Okay, at this point, 3 new people have come forward. One of them has, like, come forward. But 3 people are allegedly linked up with Lisa Bloom, who is the attorney who's famous for representing Instagram.
True.
2 women, 1 man are both alleging that Usher also slept with them and did not tell them that he has herpes. Most famous of the 3 is a woman by the name of Quantasia Sharpton. Kwani, she had a...
Come on, Kwani.
She had a press conference with Miss Lisa.
Okay.
Where she basically explained that once at a Usher concert, she was there celebrating her birthday, and she was wearing a birthday crown. Usher noticed her, spotted her with the crown on, and decided to give her a little lap dancey, as, you know, the heartthrobby guys like to do on stage from time to time.
Okay,
okay. And at that point, or after that, she was brought backstage, and she says at some point she got Usher's number. He hit her up, asked her what hotel and room she was at. They hooked up.
Okay.
And she didn't know anything about these herps, and she is embarrassed and scared, and she feels a responsibility to speak out publicly so that he cannot do this to anyone else, although she has tested negative for the virus.
Okay, so then that part confuses me. That is exactly where you lose me. Like, I get it, but if you don't have it, how long after exposure can you still contract herpes? I don't know the answer to that. Maybe you need a follow-up in 6 months or something like that. But it just seems like if you have tested negative thus far, wouldn't you just take this L and keep it close to your heart, like by yourself?
Because then at that point, then doesn't that mean that you just got to fuck Usher?
So she has this lawyer because she can actually sue Usher for still not disclosing his status, even though she didn't contract the disease. Wow.
That's the thing, because I don't really understand what the fuck Lisa is doing. I'm starting to think that she just want to be, you know, famous too. Because...
I'm sure. What?
There's only one of them, from what I read, actually has herpes. One of the three.
Okay.
This girl does not. So of course Usher says he never fucked this girl, and he says that it is possible that he brought her on stage at a concert some years ago because he does that as an esteem booster.
Okay, that was rude.
Very.
Damn.
I guess what that is, like, they like to bring all kinds of different girls up on stage.
I get it.
Not just little skinny model-less bitches.
I mean, calling in a steam booster in a public... in a public statement is like, ugh.
Like, because clearly nobody else would have, whatever. We'll get to that. She wants her ducats. And Usher is saying, no way, I never slept with that woman in my life. Where do I go from here?
Yeah, does she have proof that they slept together?
Of course she doesn't. Here's the thing. This girl is absolutely lying. Like, she's a scammer through and through. Like, because this same girl, from what I'm seeing, also did something similar to August Alsina.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where she claimed she was pregnant by him, but
oh, Lord.
There's no baby.
There's no baby. So I mean, the thing is, I don't want to say that I don't believe her, because I don't know. She might be telling the truth.
I don't.
But I would think that if you were telling the truth, then you just would not have hired an attorney and gone public with the story. Because why would you be interested in suing somebody over an STD that you did not actually contract? Like, wouldn't you just want to not put yourself in the public eye? Like, that's what
I'm
don't
sure
get
there's
about
some
it.
People in, you know, the legal world who can break down how she might still have a case, even if she didn't contract the disease. I mean, assuming she actually did.
Right.
But this woman, absolutely, not only is she representing her, but she was like, come on, stand in front of these cameras and this mic and tell your story, baby. So she must have told this girl that she has a case somehow. But
well,
I don't know what it is. I don't believe her. But the thing is, I wouldn't have believed her regardless of who she was, you know what I'm saying? Because at this point, I just see this type of stuff happen with celebrities all the time. Especially when it's little sex scandals and stuff like this. You always have at least one person who will come out and be like, it was also me. So...
That's true. I find it interesting that Usher came out and denied sleeping with her, but not sleeping with that dude.
Oh, well, I don't even know.
like, you took the time to issue a statement about not sleeping with this girl. Did he actually do that about the man who said he...
I mean, she's the one who's got, like, the most... Everybody's talking about her. I don't know anything about the guy besides his story is that it was simply oral sex.
Okay.
And I don't know anything about the other girl, too. And I don't know which one actually has the herpes.
Okay.
But... she is claiming that they fucked or whatever, and I just don't believe her because I wouldn't have believed her regardless of it. She looked like Bernice. Here's the thing. I feel like a lot of people don't believe her because she fat.
Right.
That is ridiculous to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe her because I don't believe her. Like, I wouldn't have believed her regardless. She would look like Amber
Rose. I don't believe you because you chimed in too late.
Burgos.
With a ridiculous story. Like, to me, the story fell apart when you said you didn't have the STD. Then why are you up here doing a press conference?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would have had a hard time believing you already just off bat because I feel like at this point, anybody could say I fucked up. I could have went to Lisa and been like, let me tell you about the time that I blessed Usher with some buss and now here I am. What can you do for me? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All it takes is the right person with a couple of degrees to be like, I'll rep you.
Yeah.
So I would have been skeptical regardless. But the fact that you don't have herpes and you're telling us you don't have herpes.
Yeah, and you're giving us this whole this coming public random, at all. This seems like the sort of thing, again, that you would tell your friends and let that be that. Like, girl, I slept with Usher, but I didn't get up with nothing. You know, we just fucked around, you know, after my birthday. It was fun or whatever. Like, I don't get the whole being public about it if you didn't contract the STD. That's what I don't understand about this girl. So,
plus, she also posted Twitter or Facebook at one point. She posted, I need some money. And then... later, she posted, enjoying my last couple of hours as a regular girl.
Oh, Lord.
So she wants to, you know, I don't mean, I just don't buy it yet. I don't buy it. You know, if you absolutely telling the truth, then I guess the proof will be in the goddamn pudding. But I fully suspect that she just wanted some attention and to see if she could make a couple of bucks off of this.
I mean, do you have the condom with his semen in it or something? How recent was this? How long ago?
This was years ago.
Oh, so yeah.
I just don't buy it.
It's looking funnier and funnier in the light, sis.
I just don't buy it. It's really unfortunate that it has to turn to fat shaming and Usher would
but never you know
pipe
that is how people are. People saw her body and was like, that bitch gotta be lying, big bitch, Usher would never, da, da, da. I know that's exactly what people went for, but it's like there's so many other reasons to not believe her, y'all. You know, like,
thanks.
Big girls are out here getting fucked every day.
Every day, including your black ass mamas. Like, every day. So, I don't know why it's so beyond thought that somebody could be attracted to a big girl and fuck the shit out of a big girl, but... here we are anyway. I just don't believe her because there's too many holes in the story. I think it's way too convenient, and this happens all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yeah, well, so, we'll see.
Also, I'm also reading some stories that, first of all, I read a story that Usher actually doesn't even have herpes and that he's now planning on suing everybody that's accusing him of giving them herpes. Don't believe that. Then I also read that his insurance company basically hit him with the...
we won't be covering none of this.
You got it bad. We don't.
Because
he
needed to disclose that he had herpes and what happened and did not do that. And so they're like, you getting sued? Guess who won't be paying any restitution?
These are our confessions. We're not doing it.
Damn. One thing I do feel for Usher about is just all of this playing out in public like this. Such a personal matter being played out for the world. It's just, I hate that.
It does suck.
I hate that.
It definitely sucks. His wife is still steady right by his side at the very least.
That's good. I hope he has, you know, friends around to check on him and all that because the shame... that's really the problem.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like this could have been avoided had you just told people that you had herpes when you slept with them. Like,
because even if you gave them herpes after you told them, I don't know that they could sue you.
I mean, I don't know. I would think if you're rich and famous and you have an STD, you would have people sign agreements saying that they know that you have XYZ, and they are still agreeing to consensual sex with you.
You should have just a drawer full of
with a notary right there to stamp it. Like, all right, now you may proceed.
Let's go. Drop
But that's too much work. Too much, like, right?
Usher is in the studio right now, though, with Jermaine Dupri.
Okay.
Jermaine posted like a snippet of some shit that he's working on with Usher, and the song sounds good. So, sing through it, bruh.
Yeah.
Do the best you can.
Yeah.
And
just can't say that any of those updates surprised me at all. Not a single one. Not the young man.
Nope.
Not a fat young woman. Nope. Nothing about it.
Nothing.
Not this a single thing.
Seemed like regular black ass shenanigans.
Yep. And eventually we'll hear about somebody settling out of court, and that'll be that.
Because my thing is, like, according to Miss Lisa, one of these people actually does have it.
Right.
So it's like, that person either really got this from Usher, or it's a person who knew they had herpes and just said, well, Usher gave it to me.
Yeah, because I don't think they can track which person gave you herpes. Like, I don't think the strains work like that.
So
I don't think there's any way you could pin it on Usher in particular. But if you have proof that y'all slept together and he never told you.
I feel like it's a done deal.
And it's very easy to do that. It's very easy to have that.
It's like a done deal then. So,
oh man, God bless the whole situation.
This doesn't seem like it's over just yet, but hopefully soon, because you know I'm itchy. All right, well, that's just about it this week for
grayscale
tops.
When you said itchy, it made me think of grayscale.
Ugh. Can you imagine grayscale on the peen?
Oh my God, I just thought about grayscale lining my vagina, and now I am physically uncomfortable. Let's take a break.
Today's episode of The Read is being brought to you by Stadium Goods. Stadium Goods is a premium sneaker and streetwear marketplace that sells only the most sought-after footwear, apparel, and other hard-to-find items. With over 100,000 options, they have something for every shopper in every style, size, and at every price point. That includes rare collectibles for the connoisseur, high-performance gear for the athletes, and comfortable classics for everyday wear, all of which are unworn, authenticated, and in mint condition. So if you are a sneakerhead like myself, well, I'm not really a sneakerhead. Let me be quiet before I actually sneakerheads come and kill me. But if you like shoes and fun clothes and fly shit, then take yourself over to Stadium Goods.
Yes, or if you just like comfortable, casual fly shit like the Rihanna slides. Which is a lot more up my alley. Go ahead and check out stadiumgoods.com to find rare and limited edition kicks, or check out their flagship store at 47 Howard Street right here in Soho, New York.
I knew I saw that store.
And for the sneakerheads shopping online, go to stadiumgoods.com and enter our code READ to get 10% off your first order. That's stadiumgoods.com, offer code READ. Check them out, and let's get back to the show.
We are back, and it is now time for listener letters.
It sure is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read them aloud on the show. Let's see. So our first question comes from, let me think. What name is good for this? Catlin. Catlin says, when I was in elementary school, I was very overweight and shy, constantly bullied, and I really lost a lot of self-worth. I'm 23 now and have moved forward from a lot of those issues and have even received one or two apologies. But I can't forget how that affected making new friends when I left that school, trusting new people, interpreting certain jokes, or getting roasted. I was always overthinking, certain friendships and relationships from those mental scars I got when I was 9. Fast forward to last weekend, and we had an elementary school reunion. I have never heard of that. An elementary school reunion?
Never in my life.
Never. I don't think I even know.
I don't remember none of the niggas I was in elementary school with.
Maybe like two or three that went on to middle school and high school with me. Like, maybe, but the rest of them niggas, total strangers.
I don't even know if I recognize your face.
So, Catlin says, I did not want to go, but my parents were on the planning committee, so I couldn't embarrass them, but things went surprisingly well. I even got a chance to remind a few people that they were assholes back then, which they agreed to, and that was satisfying. But one of the people who made me feel the worst all those years ago is now the one that I have the most in common with. She wants to get dinner sometime this week and hang out, but I'm feeling torn. I still need therapy for some insecurities, and I can't put all of that on her. But I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on how to move forward with people who have caused you pain in the past, especially understanding how those primitive years can fuck you up. Thanks. Love you, Lady Catelyn of House Stark.
Oh, girl. You are officially a nerd now. I just want to say for the record, Sailor Moon.
I'm all in.
I got eye rolls for that. You watched it. Steven Universe got eye rolls for that.
Okay, Steven Universe is flaw free. Sailor Moon has a lot of work.
I will.
That it could really use some work.
We'll give you that. Okay.
But Steven Universe.
Anime ain't for everyone.
Perfect television.
Steven is kind of anime adjacent. It kind of reminds me. But oh God, just, I'm so sorry that we're okay, I'll do that later. I will stand for Steven Universe later. Because right? I just caught up and I just love it. Okay.
Oh, it's so good.
But I was actually watching like an episode of The Golden Girls as usual last night. And it was the one where Dorothy was sick and she went to the doctor who told her that she maybe just needed to go to a hairdresser or something.
Oh, yes.
And she cussed his ass out of dinner.
Mm-hmm. Because he didn't believe her. She had to go to different doctors and everything.
And he made her feel like worthless and like shit. And her going over there and confronting him, she wasn't like rude. She wasn't, you know, loud or disrespectful. She went and just said, like, this is how you made me feel. And I hope that you know that. And I hope that in the future you behave differently because it's really wrong. So I feel like, you know, I totally get that you would be torn about this. But if you said that y'all have the most in common now and this person has, you know, extended an olive branch to try and, you know, link up and stuff, I would go. Mm-hmm. I think you should go. And if you have a lot of that stuff on your mind, I think that you should put it all out on the table. And you might get like a lot of really like a lot of great closure from it.
Yeah.
And have like a really important conversation that you never knew you needed, possibly.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'll say I'm a lot more likely to forgive people for, you know, fucked up things they did at age 9 or 10,
yeah,
or like 29 or 30. Yes. You know?
Absolutely.
Everybody's figuring things out. And I mean, I was never a bully, but I was also never bullied. I just was one of them kids that floated around right in the middle. And nobody ever really fucked with me. I wasn't super popular, but that was fine.
Right.
Because all I like to do is read anyway. Mm-hmm. So this is to be that person who does get picked on and has like emotional scars from that. That has to be a lot, because that can affect your self-esteem when you're really young and then into adolescence and all that. So I'm sure it's a lot for you to deal with, like, facing this person who caused you a lot of pain, and now y'all are like y'all could actually be cool or friends, you know, mm-hmm, now that you're grown up and she's done being whatever shitty asshole she was back when y'all were kids. So, I mean, I would talk to her about it and be like, you know, just so you know, so I'm not sitting here and it's weird, but like that shit you did when we were in fifth grade, like really fucked with me for a while, really hurt my feelings for whatever reasons, you know. And if you are in therapy or continue therapy, that's a great idea. But yeah, I would be willing to go out and talk to her. I'm sure she would apologize. I feel like
she would have to be like one of the weirdest, coldest, odd bitches in the world to be like, oh girl, get over it. Like, that would just be strange.
Right. I feel like most people, when confronted with the shitty things they did in middle school, high school, especially when kids are oftentimes not even really mean, but are just competing with the other kids around and don't want to seem weak.
Kids are just assholes.
Don't want to be the ones to get picked on or whatever else. Elementary school, like all of that. I get kids being dicks. So I'm sure she would actually be remorseful and apologize if you brought it up to her. So yeah.
And you might need that.
Yeah, I mean, and you deserve an apology.
Absolutely.
From the people who did you wrong. So don't feel bad that it happened in elementary school and you're still affected by it. Like, people being shitheads can affect you at any age. So
if you're in therapy and you haven't asked your therapist what he or she thinks, I would definitely speak to them about it and see what their opinion is. But
yeah,
I feel like they might say the same thing.
Yeah. So good luck to you. Our next question comes from Braun. Bran's a little weird.
Really? He is now.
He's a little weird.
He's not the same.
He He is a little.
Mama was like, my brother died for you. Like.
Oh, no, she was pissed.
In his face. And he was like,
thank you.
Cool.
I mean, oh, man, poor Rickon. Rickon, that was fucked up.
Hodor.
Ramsay is, Hodor.
Heart broken.
Oh, no. When I realized that, I was like, oh, shit.
All of us did. Like, it was like an oh, shit.
I said, oh, wait a minute. So Hodor is just.
I'm broken moment.
Oh, no.
Like, that was one of the most traumatizing moments.
That was so fucked up.
I was like, this nigga has been saying this whole time because of this.
Because he can't forget Hold the Door.
Jesus.
Like.
He's broken.
I mean, but like the rest of his purpose in life is to get you to this point.
Yeah.
That fucking three-eyed raven shit. Nigga, what?
And you just sitting in your goddamn new deluxe wheelchair like you the baddest bitch. Giving away daggers.
Yo, wheelchair slash Slynn.
Right.
Somebody on my timeline called him Bran Jaden Smith Stark. Because he talks like Jaden Smith tweets.
That is awful. That is
so... Anyway.
Okay.
Bron says, hey guys, since Crystal has finished Game of Thrones, I thought it would be funny to ask you about what if both of you lived in the realm.
Oh, God.
So we're choosing an answer from one of these categories.
How soon I would die?
No, so you have to pick a bae out of Drago, Jon Snow, Brienne, and Margaery.
Hey, hold on.
Is Drago Drogo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was like, who?
Who the Khal Drogo? Oh, yes. Well, obviously him. What?
I mean, yeah, I'm finished. Like, well, I'm done.
Even though I definitely thought Brienne was dyking at first. I saw it in Yara, too. But I was
so disappointed in myself that I thought that, too.
Oh, yeah. I feel like before this season ends, Brienne is going to dyke somewhere.
I hope she doesn't.
I hope she doesn't, too. But I just saw it. But
I like her being a like a big tomboyish, soft girl on the inside. Because Jamie had her all in her feelings.
Oh, yeah. Jamie, yeah, she fell for Jamie that fast. One of them, he's going to kill her. She's going to kill him.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyway, so.
Yeah, that definitely one was, Jason
that was
Momoa.
Super easy. Like, all right.
Dumb easy. And we got to see his stroke. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
I'm into it.
Okay, yeah, Daenerys.
Knocked that back out.
All right, you have to pick a place to live out of Dorne, Winterfell, King's Landing, and the Wall. I'm definitely going with Dorne. They call it, I bet they use spices unlike the rest of them people in that country.
Yes.
They and it's down warm down there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. Because the only other place that seems like it would be like a comfortable place to live would be King's Landing.
King's Landing.
And
but
I'm
fuck
damn
that.
Sure not living.
I don't want to live over there.
So
Winterfell is too damn cold. The Wall, bitch. Who the fuck would want to live at the Wall? What?
None of us?
Hell no. I'm definitely going with Dorne.
Yeah, I'm going. They got lit poisons and all kinds of fun shit. All
right. This one is best friend. Lady Olenna, Arya.
That one. Duh. I'm finished. That part.
Sam or Brienne?
Olenna. The god.
Olenna was definitely my favorite.
The bitch.
But I love Samwell so much.
I do love him too.
He's a sweetheart. He's just a good guy.
He's a genuinely all-around great person.
And his daddy is such shit. I can't wait for his daddy to die.
He's just
I can't
so
wait. He's right. He's just a nice guy.
For no, like...
Took that girl in and her baby. Cured Jorah's grayscale. All that. Like, he's just a sweetheart, so... If he dies, I will be so pissed at this show. Y'all
you never
not,
know. They
y'all
don't
better
care
not do it.
About what we
y'all
want.
Y'all better not kill Samwell.
That's why
Tarly.
I'm preparing for Daenerys to die now. That way, if she does, I saw it coming, I won't be as devastated. And if she doesn't, good.
She's getting on my nerves a little bit.
That's why I feel like they're going to kill her.
I still want her to be, if one person has to win, I want it to be her. But
I would choose her too.
Ultimately, I want everybody to chill out.
Her or Jon. I could see Jon being the one.
I mean, well, if it's gonna be John, I'd rather be Arya.
Yeah, but I just I'm only saying
Daenerys because she has them fucking dragons.
Maybe Tyrion will be the
okay. No more Lannisters. No more Lannisters. No, I'm sorry. He still has the blood. So, but
I
yeah,
I just don't see it being something I'm gonna like Hopefully they will be like on that last part, they'll be like, you can have this, like you can enjoy this one part, because everything else is about traumatizing us.
All right. And the last one is Kill That Bitch out of Sansa, Cersei, Littlefinger, and Melisandre.
These are all so easy.
Who wouldn't kill Cersei?
This is simple.
That is.
Okay, let's just pretend that Cersei is already dead, because of course she's going to die. So who else?
Littlefinger, Sansa, and Melisandre.
Absolutely.
I don't know what you have
Baelish.
Against Sansa. Yeah, Baelish can go.
I hate him.
That nigga is awful.
He's so annoying.
You sold Sansa to Ramsay Bolton, and he raped her that same night. Like.
But you love her.
Like right, but you're mama. So obsessed. Right. And killed. Now, you did kill crazy ass Aunt Lysa, which was helpful, because she was definitely about to toss Sansa through the moon door. That was finna happen. He saved Sansa's life then, but then you went right on head.
I want a moon door so bad.
Oh,
can you imagine? Could you imagine if you like lived on a hill in Hollywood or some shit with a moon door?
No. Something tragic would happen. It wouldn't even take long. But
yeah, no. I hate Littlefinger.
Yeah, no. He's awful. I don't know what you have against Sansa. Melisandre.
Sansa's a little bit annoying, but I wouldn't kill her.
I mean, she was super annoying at first, but I figured that was just because she was like a preteen girl.
Yeah, little girl.
With her nose wide open over Joffrey's dumb ass. Ugh. Ugh.
That
God.
Changed real
he
quick.
He was a fucking pill.
Like... the worst, and I thought it couldn't get any worse. Like, legit, Joffrey was like, I would watch episodes with him, and I was like, I don't think I've ever hated a fictional character,
a child,
as
so
much as I hate this little bitch,
your little ugly ass.
Like, I hated him.
I hated him.
And then they gave us Ramsay.
When
so
he died
know.
At the wedding, I wasn't ready. Oh, it was glorious.
I still don't think it was brutal enough. Like, I wanted it to be absolutely wretched. I wanted it to be gory and just, I wanted him to just suffer.
The way he killed
suffered.
Those, the way he killed those prostitutes, that was so, or I don't even know if he killed them or if he just.
With that,
the arrow thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He was fucking demented. I'm glad he died in front of Cersei. I'm glad she watched him die.
Watched all of that
I'm
blood
glad
and
for
pus
that.
Just. Come out of his nose and mouth and every
God
other
damn.
Orifice.
He was truly awful.
What a gleeful day. You need to go on YouTube and look up Joffrey death reaction. Like, I did. You will laugh your ass off. People were like literally having the best day ever when that little nigga died. Ramsay too.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, Ramsay, I thought it is so fitting that Jon stopped just short of killing that nigga and left him for Sansa to go ahead and finish it off with them dogs.
Oh, that was so delicious.
Oh, Ramsay was true evil.
Yeah.
He made me uncomfortable. The shit he did to Theon, I was no fan of Theon's, but God damn.
No, he was like legit scary.
Yeah. It was like you are an actual psychopath. So, anyway.
He's going to be on Marvel's Inhumans later this year for you nerds, but I'm not watching it because it looks terrible. That wig on Medusa, my God. What were you thinking? Okay.
Okay. Our last question comes from Miss Sande. It says, hey, my name is April.
Cool.
I'm 24 and I'm from Maryland. For the last 2 years, I've had legal guardianship of my 4-year-old niece after both of her parents abandoned her.
Jesus.
She has beautiful waist-length type 4 natural hair. I recently let her. Type 4 is kinkier hair. Type 4 is like, so think, you know, not the mixed girl curly head look, but like nappier, kinky hair.
Google hit me.
So she has beautiful waist length type 4 hair. I let her visit my mother for the weekend and all was well until I picked her up and noticed that her hair had been relaxed. Of course, I was furious because no one asked or told me anything. I immediately became angry and asked my mother why she did it. Her response was that the girl's hair is nappy and relaxing it will make it easier to manage. I'm still extremely angry with her, but I don't know if I can bring myself to cuss out my mother. How should I handle this situation? Love you. Please help. April. Not Miss Sande.
I mean, you don't have to cuss her out.
It's
funny
would.
Because I, just out of curiosity, I was like, well, maybe there's a type 3 hair.
There is.
And the first person's picture that comes up.
Is who? Who is that?
Is that not her?
Her who?
That's not
Rachel Dolezal? Miss Sande?
That's not her?
No, that extra light-skinned girl?
That's not her.
Let me see. Oh, I think that is her.
It looks like her.
I think it is. Never mind. I didn't know who I thought you was trying to redirect me to.
Anyway.
But yeah, I would be pissed if you relaxed my baby's hair without asking me first. Or what? No.
It's just so.
That is so fucked
sad
up. You don't have to worry about whether it's easier to manage because you're not the one who has to comb her hair.
Right.
I am her guardian and she's four.
Can you even,
No.
Is it even a good idea to relax a child's hair?
I would be like, I mean, I don't think so, but I know people who definitely
do it. Yeah.
Do it. I wouldn't, like, my personal feelings about relaxers aside, I just wouldn't have a baby that young sniffing chemicals. Like, there's just no need for it at that age. I just don't see the purpose, but I would be extremely pissed and I would go ahead and start cutting my baby's hair off. I would. Every month or so, I would cut off a couple inches like, oh, we're doing a new style. You're so cute. Growing that shit out. We are growing that shit out. Bitch, you are not perming my baby's hair without saying something to me about it. Who do you think you are?
I think that you don't have to cuss your mama out. I think that you can have a very civil conversation as an adult about why you did not like that. And at the very least, you can end it with, well, since I'm her guardian, I would prefer that you don't relax her hair because you don't even have to worry about combing it.
She won't be getting another one of these. So
that's pretty much that. If you have a problem with it, you can let me know and I'll make sure to make other arrangements when she needs to be watched or whatever so that she's not with you. But
right.
Won't happen again.
You could lay it out there like that. Like if you cannot respect like what I'm doing with this child, like if you can't respect the rules or whatever, then she just don't need to come over here.
I would do that to my mom.
And
respect for her.
Yes, absolutely. But like you don't get to make changes to somebody's child like that. What? Can you imagine just taking somebody's baby for like a haircut?
So ain't right.
Especially if he's young. It's like his first haircut. And you were just like, oh, I was watching him. So I just went and took him for a haircut. Like, you don't get to make those decisions.
No.
At all.
No,
a 4-year-old?
Yeah, I would be livid.
Yeah, no.
You have a regular conversation about.
Yeah, you don't have to use curse words, but.
You don't have to get loud and stuff.
I would have did it right there to her face. I understand why you didn't, especially in front of the baby.
Right.
But like.
Go wait in the car, baby.
Yeah. Right. Give mama like 5 minutes.
This will never happen again.
I will call you when I get home. But mama, don't make me have to never bring this child back over here.
Like what?
Absolutely not.
Don't
so,
do that.
Yeah, talk to your mom. Let her know that shit was not cool. Let us know how it goes. Send your questions to asktherita@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Hey guys, don't forget this week's episode of The Read is being brought to you by Talkspace. Taking better care of yourself is essential to living your best life, and mental health is no exception to that. That's why today's sponsor, Talkspace, the online therapy company, makes it easy to connect with an experienced, licensed therapist that you pick based on your preferences for just as little as 32 smooth American dollars a week. You can send your therapist a text, audio and video messages, or even do a live video chat. So it really is all about what is most convenient for you. Talkspace therapists are fully licensed and go through a rigorous screening process in addition to thousands of hours of supervised professional training. So they're the real deal.
Yes, to match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/read. And as a special offer, you can use coupon code READ to get $30 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's code READ and Talkspace.com/read. Talkspace, it's therapy for how we live today. Check them out. I love them. And let's keep going.
This week's episode is also being brought to you by Form. Form is a premium hair care collection dedicated to making every hair journey simpler and better. The days of not knowing what to buy, where to get it, and how to use it are over. No more going all the way out to 8 different beauty supply stores dealing with a million quiches to find the right combination of products. Form has you back. Form was inspired by her own hair care journey and delivers uncompromising performance without sacrificing the health of your hair. The Form collection will help make your hair care experience personal by offering uncompromising products specifically designed for individual hair needs for women of all hair textures.
Mm-hmm.
And they do mean all, like the type 4 that I just learned about and the 3s, 2s, and 1s, I guess. I don't know. The Form collection is unique, versatile, and minimizes guesswork.
Mm-hmm. Just like their big brother brand, Bevel, the folks at Form were tired of seeing the women they love struggle to find hair care that was personal, effective, and high quality. I am such a big fan of Form. I went to the website. Yes, I went to our website, theformbeauty.com/Sheree.
Right.
I want my 10% off.
Why not?
But I did the consultation, answered all the different questions about the process. It was like, you know, they ask you about the porosity of your hair and whether you wear wigs and weaves a lot. Do you use styling utensils like heat? Do you put heat on it? All these different questions about your hair and how you take care of it, what works best with it. And then they gave me a personalized list of the products I should try. And I've been using them ever since. I am such a big fan, especially I tell everybody they have this leave-in spray moisturizer. Oh my God. It makes doing my hair so easy. I literally just get up and take it down from the bun and spray it like 3 times. And then I walk out of the door. And everybody's like, oh my God, your hair. And I'm like, wow, so bitch. Nice. I literally did nothing. I love it so much. You can get 10% off your entire order when you visit formbeauty.com/thereed. The discount will be automatically applied at checkout. Again, that is formbeauty.com/thereed. Get personal with Form. Let them know I sent you. And let's wrap up the show.
Okay, so we're back. And it is now time for the read.
It is, and Kid Fury already mentioned it earlier in the show, but if you don't know, Lil Boosie, who has not done anything but fuck up since he got out of jail.
But, like, nothing but.
Has not given us a single reason to root for him or be on his side. His album was not that good, and it was extremely homophobic and ignorant, and everything he's said and done since then has also been ignorant as shit in one way or another, and he kept that going. The other day on Instagram, his son turned 11 or 12. People are going back and forth about this, but this child, you look at him in the picture.
I thought it was 14.
I don't think he's that old, because there's a video from 2014 of him rapping, and he says he's 8 in the video. So I don't think he's older than 11.
He definitely didn't look 14 to me.
He doesn't look 14 at all. No, he looks like a baby, which he is. So Boosie posted this picture, and the caption says, "Happy G-Day at 2D Raw," because of course Boosie's 11-year-old has an Instagram. "Love you, son, with all my heart. Pops, 100, 100, 100, 100. See you tomorrow. 3 more 100s. Got a money bag for you and a bad bitch to give you some head, 100.
What a weirdo.
You already know how I do it. 2D Raw, the mixtape, dropping October 1st. So, I understand that in some circles of niggadom, this is considered like a thing that you would joke about if you thought that that was in any way funny. You know, like, I know that there are a few men out there who would read this and assume that what he was doing was, you know, making a perfectly innocent, harmless joke about his son growing up and, you know, you becoming a young man. So, you know, daddy's going to get you some money and some hoes for your birthday. Like, I don't understand that, but I understand that y'all think that that's a real thing.
I don't.
No, I know that niggas feel that way. I'm just here to tell you that it's wrong and fucked up.
Okay.
Because this is a minor child. And under no circumstances is it at all appropriate to get on Instagram talking about you gonna bring your child a bad bitch. What does that even mean for his birthday to give him some head? So it's one of a few different felonies going on here. Either you're out here soliciting a grown woman to come perform fellatio on your minor child, or you are out here soliciting a minor child to come perform fellatio on your minor child. And it's just, I feel like at any angle, no matter how you slice it, this is gross and nasty. And I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you niggas. And this is one of the things that people are talking about when we talk about how, like, you know, you talk about rape culture and how women aren't safe and we need to do this about, you know, dismantling the patriarchy and taking care of the rape situation and how bad everything is in America and all this, da 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 da. And men always like to pipe up and be like, well, what about men? Y'all don't never care about when things happen to men and da 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 da. And it's always about women and the shit that happens to. But this is like, This is a grown ass man putting his baby, this child, he can't be in anything past like the seventh grade, on Instagram and talking about him in a sexual way, in a way that if it was his 11-year-old daughter talking about, I'ma find some fine ass nigga to come through and give you some head, that niggas would not be like absolutely pissed off.
Would have never happened.
Talking about you need to never see your baby again. You need to lose all contact and, you know, just never have anything to do with your child ever again. It would be instant outrage and fury. And yet when it happens to a little boy, y'all act like that's grown man shit. That's just something that happens. You know, if he ain't had, I saw a lot of ignorant shit on the internet about this. Like if he 11, 12, 13 and ain't had head yet or ain't fucked yet, the little nigga probably gay. And with all the gay shit on TV these days, you got to hurry up and get them young so that they don't get no gay ideas. And I'm like, you niggas really have no idea.
Of course, Boosie fans would say some dumb shit like that.
I mean,
that.
But goddamn, you really have no idea how anything works.
How nothing works.
So, of course, he got dragged by everybody on the internet with just a drop of good sense. Because, again, this is a baby. So what the fuck are you doing? And he posted a picture of on Instagram of a T-shirt that says Super Dad. And then this following extremely long ignorant ass comment I'm going to try to get through. Everybody in my DM saying I'm a poor father, etc. Well, you're wrong about that. I'm there for my kids from the youngest to the oldest. If you don't think kids are sexually active at 14, you better wake up. It's 2017. Where I'm from, girls were pregnant at 13 and 14 on the regular. They had no daddy to talk to them about what's in boys, the streets, or STDs, etc. I have a relationship where I can talk to my teenage kids about anything, blah, blah, blah. Most of you women in my DMs never had a father figure or a bond with your dad or just don't want to face reality. That is 2017 and kids are sexually active at that age. It's up to us as parents to have sit downs with our teenagers to learn what they're going through in all aspects of their life. That has, I'm not about to read the rest of this because it's just dumb, but talking to your kids about sex and sexuality and taking care of themselves in a sexual manner, having a healthy sex life has absolutely nothing to do with what you were doing. What you were doing was the exact opposite of having a healthy, important, like educational conversation with your kid. That's not what you're talking about. Nobody is dragging you because they felt like your aspect of parenting, like you approached the sex conversation wrong with your baby. Like we're talking about the fact that you literally posted this little boy on the internet talking about you are going to bring him a woman.
To give him, I can't even repeat it because I say, like when I hear it, I see that little boy's face and I can't even think about something like that happening right with that child. And he ain't even my kid.
Right.
I don't even know that kid.
Right.
So what, because he came out after it's like, oh, just clowning, man. Oh, just clowning. Why would you clown like that?
Where's the joke?
As far
in
as I know, he got some head already, so I'm cool with it. You're cool with your child? Oh, gross.
Not even cool with your child. Maybe you are cool with your child being sexually active at that age for whatever reason. You might be. But why in the hell would you talk about hiring somebody to come do that? Or not even, and that's not even talking about how fucked up it is to act like you can just acquire a woman and give her to your son. Like, I'm gonna bring a bad bitch for you. What the fuck does that mean? So now you have a 12-year-old sitting here with the gift of probably an adult woman, 18, 19 years old at the bare minimum, over here talking about she's ready to...
Just don't say
that. Yeah, it's actually disgusting. And
it's so gross.
It's wild to me that niggas can act like this is a normal or healthy thing or like this will make sure he's not gay, which is just so fucking ignorant. It's like y'all really don't know nothing about how anything works. Y'all don't know nothing about sexuality at all. You are just fucking talking. But like literally, if it was a little girl, the reaction would be the exact opposite. Y'all don't give a fuck about these kids. Y'all don't really give a fuck about these little boys. Y'all care more about little boys pretending to be masculine or performing masculinity the way you do, as opposed to them actually growing up as healthy individuals in the society and being the men that they are, regardless of what it is you think a man should look like or act like. That's all this is about. I'm gonna bring you a bad bitch to suck your dick is all about making sure you are performing masculinity for your son and making sure he performs it back in the same way. It's trash. And Boosie is garbage. And I'm done. I really am done.
I'm so disappointed that he's gonna be on Trina's album. I mean, I'm not gonna hold it against her because she's still my Trina and she loves everybody. She's got a good heart. But
Boosie is just...
He just sucks.
The ignorance is... It was enough for me just with all of the extreme and violent homophobia. That's always been enough.
Yeah.
But this is just like the icing on top of the I was already done with you, nigga, cake.
Right.
Because goddamn.
Like, homophobia from a rapper is not anything brand new.
Right.
He's like committed to it. Yeah. So it's super annoying. But that was like, all right, you homophobic or whatever. And honestly, I feel like you've got some unresolved issues.
Yeah.
But...
Something happened in prison, or you saw something.
Probably prior to that, honestly. But that is a whole different thing. This?
Yeah.
Like, you really just don't want...
Like, this is an underage child.
Ugh!
This is so gross. It would be gross if you were talking about getting your 21-year-old son a woman. Like, just talking about your child in a sexual manner
right,
like that at
all. It's still nasty.
It's creepy and nasty. Like, when Donald Trump said he didn't know how big Tiffany's titties was going to be. Like, why would you do that?
That is so
sick. It is really
and
gross. But for him to be that small, for him to be this young, and you talking about hiring somebody to come suck his dick, it's just, ugh. Niggas, man.
I just I don't understand the thought process at all. Disgusting.
I'll be so glad when men let go of the idea that you have to look a certain way or act in a certain way in order to be a real man. But I feel like they never will.
I don't think so.
I feel like, but it would solve so many problems.
It would solve so fucking many.
If y'all would just let people be themselves. And men can look like anything. And men are just men.
I feel like I talked about that in a video one time. Like, because niggas will come up with anything and say, this is what real niggas do. Real niggas don't drink orange juice. Like, what? Real niggas only eat cereal that's brown. Like...
What?
Like any random fucking thing.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles, nigga, you gay. Like,
just whatever.
It tastes great. I've been eating it since I was a child. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no. So, fuck Boosie.
Absolutely, through and through. All right. For me, I'm just going to say simply to the vegans.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen What the Health yet. I can't promise you that I'm even going to watch it. Maybe at some point. But I understand that a lot of you have. And it has brought you to a place where you have decided to change your dietary lifestyle. And I'm happy for you. Like, I have nothing bad to say about that. If you want to eat nothing but alternatives, that's cool. Like, I don't have a problem with that. Recipes, lots of restaurants. By Chloe is like a vegan place here in the city. Their food is really fucking good. So I'm all for the vegan shit. What I'm not for is people trying to dictate what I'm going to eat. Because I'm going to eat whatever the fuck I want to eat. And I still can't eat whatever I want. You know what I'm saying? So I just, like, please leave me alone. I don't want to constantly hear that I'm going to die of cancer or a heart attack or whatever else if I don't leave chicken wings alone. I will eat chicken wings for as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as long. An actual professional doctor bitch is going to have to be the one to be like, nigga, you have one more flat, bitch. If you have one more flat,
it's quiet.
It's a wrap. Like, that's it. So you better get some tofu or some cauliflower or something else that tastes similar, because you can't do this meat thing anymore. That's when I was, it's not even like I'm so stubborn and so stuck on meat that I'm, you know, refuse to change my eating habits or whatever. I just like what I'm eating right now. I get checkups and blood work. So far, I'm straight.
Doing good.
So
it's just no good reason to not eat chicken wings, especially organic ones.
Right.
What's the problem?
I'm not eating fucking BBQ's pterodactyl wings every fucking week. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not eating all these roided up chickens, bitch. Like,
chickens.
So I don't. You know, so, okay, this girl on Twitter the other day posted a photo of some quote-unquote wings that she posted. Now, the picture was, like, three different types of these.
Okay.
And she said, I just made some cauliflower wings. Or should I call them bites before y'all get angry?
Yeah.
Black girl.
Just call them bites.
So I retweeted it.
Oh, no.
And I said.
Oh, no. You were on Twitter? Uh-oh.
I retweeted it and I said, I've never seen a cauliflower fly, flat, glide, or drop down and get its eagle on. So, I feel like that's enough to let you know what you should call it. Now, I was kidding. And I said right after that tweet, I said, but they look good. Because they did look really good.
Okay.
Here came the pissed vegans. Like, I was personally attacking them, I guess.
Oh, Lord.
So I got loads of messages directed to me and everybody else who thought that the shit was funny about how we're all going to die from cancer. I was like, you really? Like, that's what y'all do? You wish cancer on people because they eat chicken? Like, what? Do you know how many niggas I know that have had chicken, poke, chops, ham, bacon?
Every day of their life.
Every black ass day. And they're, like, out here surviving, living whole, full lives.
That's it. That's it.
So, can you leave me alone? Like, the girl said something. It was, like, a little, you know, smart and okay. cute. So, I said something smart and cute. She was playing. I was playing. Why I gotta have cancer, bitch? Like.
I mean, she opened up the door for the conversation when she said, or should I call them bites?
Because
I know how
angry.
Y'all act. Right. So you poking niggas.
Cauliflowers ain't got no goddamn wings. Call them bites.
Oh, man.
So.
Does
it
really upset vegans when the rest of us are like, listen, wings are already a thing. You can't have them.
It just reminds me of atheists. Like how I'll just be, you know, sitting here minding my own business, loving God. And if I talk about it, then you have someone like, oh, well, it's sad that you believe in fairy tale man up in the sky or whatever. And I'm just like, nobody asked you. Nobody asked you.
It didn't have nothing to do with you. You could have just sat over there and had that belief.
Like, I'm not knocking on your fucking front door and asking you to come to Calvary with me.
Yeah,
like,
I wasn't over here trying to convince you to join me. So there was no need for you to
Can I
over.
Just believe in what I believe and you believe in what you believe mm-hmm. and we coexist?
Because I believe in a party pack of organic chicken wings. I believe in one.
Every time.
I believe in one.
But I've also had plenty of vegan meals that have been good. Mm-hmm. I've had stuff. I had mushrooms once that tasted like bacon. Don't know how they did it. Well, okay.
Some kind of clever salt trick.
It was like a mac and cheese. This was at By Chloe, actually. They have like a mac and cheese with mushrooms in it. The mushrooms are supposed to be like a bacon substitute.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously does not really taste like actual
yeah,
bacon.
Yeah, no, I've had a veggie burger and the bacon was made out of mushroom.
But
and it was surprisingly decent-ish until you think about real bacon.
That's it. But if you're committed to veganism and you want some bacon.
You want to, yeah, that's a decent lie to yourself.
Cool.
If you just must have vegetables.
Absolutely. So,
yeah, I get it.
Cool. I'm not even knocking vegan food or that lifestyle or why you're doing it or whatever, but please leave me the fuck alone. Please stop trying to come to me with all of your, you know, flashcards and shit and act like I'm a dummy who is about to die from a stroke in a week or something like that because I enjoy what the fuck I eat. I'm gonna eat what I want and you're gonna eat what you want, and I feel like everybody should just be fine because guess what, as I've said a million times on this show, I could walk out of here and get hit by a bus.
You could.
So
yeah. Like, I mean, and if your cauliflower drenched in sauce tastes good, I'm probably gonna eat it.
That's the other thing. Like,
if you jazzed it up real good, barbecue flavored cauliflower, I'm probably gonna eat that. I like cauliflower.
I mean, barbecue down. A couple of them had like a little shake and bake or something on them, little breaded situations and stuff like
okay.
that.
So you crispy them up.
They looked like chicken that was shaked weird, I guess.
Okay.
Like, it looked like they were almost wings.
But see, so I bet niggas fucked it up anyway.
I'm sure they tasted great. But why do I have to have cancer now? Because I don't want none. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? I can't stand that weird pedestal that y'all niggas put yourself on because you be in Trader Joe's every Saturday or the co-op and you feel like you just got your motherfucking life together and the rest of us are just so fucking stupid and you'll be here long after the rest of us are dead. It's just going to be you and the roaches that survived the nuclear nuclear war, I guess. Please leave me alone. Like, I'm not even, again, I'm not even saying that I would never, ever switch to a vegan diet. Maybe one day I'll try it. Beyonce is totally into it. But Beyonce is also wealthy enough that I'm sure she don't have to eat meat for it to taste like what she wanted to taste like. Right. Like, Beyonce don't cook.
No, so, no, she's made that very clear.
Beyonce has nothing but the best fucking vegan chefs coming in there, making her everything that she wants to. Vegan Popeyes. Like, she's getting her life. I don't have that. I'm not that way. Like, I don't
have Beyonce. I would be up here by myself, just me and the spinach and the leeks, trying to figure something out.
Hello? Like, I'm still going to Whole Foods at the register. Like, are you sure? Like, really? Run it again. One more time. So, I don't know what the fuck y'all want. Like, please just, I respect your wishes and your decisions. Please respect mine. Or at the very least, even if you're going to try and school people on what they're putting in their bodies and the importance of all of that and all, like, that's cool and I respect that too. But there's a way to do that rather than feeling like you're being attacked so because people like chicken and so let me tell you that you're gonna die from cancer.
I mean, what is nutrition is a thing, but like, what is healthy for any one person? That's not a universal standard. Like, people have different standards of health. People have different diets that will make them their healthiest because people are all fucking different.
Exactly.
People have different calorie needs. People have different fat, protein needs, sugar, all types of shit. So for you to even assume that your way of eating is like the gold standard for every person on earth is extremely presumptuous and just wrong as fuck. People are allowed to eat whatever they want to. And if I want chicken, that's what I'm gonna have.
I'm gonna have it.
And I'm going to have a couple pieces of your little cauliflower imitation too, because it's probably good. But I'm going to eat real chicken right next to it.
I'm having real chicken on the back burner. Best believe it. So, like, why don't we just all eat? You know, like,
let's just eat.
Food is one of my favorite parts of life. And I take it very seriously, and I like to eat what I like to eat. And again, if and when I decide to make that leap, you'll be the first ones to know. But until then, please let me do my thing and I'm gonna let you do yours. And I'm done.
This reminds me of when Fran and Jay came over to watch Game of Thrones last week. And we were ordering food.
Game of Thrones parties.
Well, no, we were at the wine shop and it was almost 9 o'clock and Fran was like, I'm gonna miss Game of Thrones. And I was like, well, I live around the corner. We could just go home and watch it. So that happened. But we was ordering food and, you know, Fran's a vegetarian. So I was looking at places where we could order because, you know, that's the first time I have to keep that in mind.
Right.
So I found this spot where you could order like rice and beans and plantains and all these different sides. And then for me and Jade, I just got like a big old truck of chicken.
Absolutely.
And that's just, it can work.
It can.
You could do all of this. You could please everybody.
Right.
There are some niggas who are perfectly content to just eat the sides.
Absolutely.
Fran loves the sides.
Right.
Me and Jade are going to eat this chicken.
Yes.
It can work.
And everyone's fine.
And everybody is happy watching TV. Like, it doesn't have to be a big thing.
And I know, like, a lot of people really, like, attack vegans and, like, make fun of them and stuff like that out of nowhere. But I'm not one of those girls because I've had plenty of great vegan food. The people I do personally attack is PETA.
Yeah.
Every chicken wing
niggas
day
are crazy.
When they come and I, like, this is the amount of chickens that die.
Oh, God, when they
for
do that for the
Super
Bowl
party. I be like,
nigga, so?
I find every chicken wing gif I can and tweet it back to them because it's like, bitch, leave me the fuck alone.
Nah, PETA is trash anyway.
Yeah, but they suck. Yeah. But
everybody could just eat what they want.
Please?
Keep the diet and the lifestyle you want and don't worry about the rest of us.
Por favor.
All right. So that wraps up this week's episode of The Read. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at This Is The Read. Check out our website, thisistheread.com. We have a little bit of news this week, right, Kid Fury?
Sure.
A little bit.
First things first, iPapa freaks all the honeys.
Playboy bunnies.
So we've got merch, the Read merch that will be popping up online this Friday. It's a pop-up shop, which means it will go when it's ready to go. It's coming and then it's leaving. So limited time stuff. It's Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern. I told the niggas on Instagram Live it was noon. So.
Whoops! Whoa.
Yep. But you got plenty of time to, you know.
Yeah, it's not till Friday.
So yeah, Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern on shop3.com. You can go and buy loads of new merch, including a Reed tank. Mm-hmm. We've got a Words Mean Things shirt.
A cute little
one shirt.
The Reed tumbler plastic cup thing with a lid and a straw.
I don't know what you call those. I just love them.
I think it's just a tumbler with a lid, but I love it.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
I love it too.
You can check out our Instagram. Yeah.
Like some pins, hats, and all kinds of stuff. So yes.
So yeah, check out our Instagram for pictures of all that. And also we will be hosting the Friend Zone's 2-year anniversary show right here in New York City on August 19th. So if you are planning to come out, please do help us celebrate 2 years with our friends.
Yes.
Still kicking. What's the website for the tickets to that?
TheFriendZoneLive.com.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. So yes, we will see you guys in the city on August 19th. Anything else, Kid Fury?
Oh, August 27th is 305 Live in Los Angeles, the pool party edition. So if you're around in the LA area that Sunday from 1 to 5, get your tickets right now, fury305.com. Wear something cute, maybe show a little bit of skin, you know, and I'm definitely going to be in the pool acting ghetto and shaking my butt. So come on out. It's going to be a wang dang doodle. And yeah, see you there. I think that's about it.
Okay, I think that's it for me too. Do we have an acronym this week?
The acronym this week is...
The North Remembers. Oh no, TNR.
I was actually going to do that.
Were you really?
Yeah. So...
See, I'm Bran. I could tap it to your mind.
All right, I'm going home.
Bye, y'all.